introduce Alex from here since I'm on a mic. And Alex Solomonov's going to be doing the mini set. And he's a wonderful, wonderful songwriter, very creative songwriter. Sam W. is a big part of his life, and he has many friends who wanted to hear him. And Greg, are you going to be playing with him? Oh, you're bearing the guitar. Okay, bearer of the guitar, Greg Camus. Okay, and the guitar stand is there. So anyway, I'm so pleased that Alex is here tonight, and I know you'll enjoy him. Please, a huge welcome for Alex.
I guess. Hello, everyone. Glad to see you here. Hope you're having a good time. This song is about a place I've never been, that I don't actually know anything about. And yet, every word is absolutely true. So how can that be, you ask? It's easy. I made the whole place up. In a very small city, on a very small street, in a very small part of town, Max Crimp lived in a very small house with just enough room to sit and lie down. His neighbor Edwin Tether lived in a cellar in a corner at the end of a hall. Mr. Savage bounded up and down the street all day long and roared at anybody he saw. Edwin peered out his cellar window and he vowed that someday, when he was quite sure that Mr. Savage was quite far away, he'd creep out of his corner and give that hallway a quick tour. Rita Babel had a smile and a kind word for all. The word this year was tradition. Only Mr. Savage would ask her what it meant, and she could not make out what he said. It was a very small street in a very small town. You always knew your neighbor down the hall. Sometimes in the biblical sense, or so I've heard, but mostly from listening at the wall. Annabelle Screech lived above a brothel, which was above a laundromat, above the Church of the Defiled and Purified Savior, which used to be a Smokey's Chicken Shack. She'd watch people scurry up and down all day, dirtying and cleaning soles and pants, till they were gray and shapeless, and sometimes she'd wish that she could be as sinful as that. It was a very small street in a very small town. You always knew your neighbor down the hall. Sometimes in the biblical sense, or so I've heard, but mostly from listening at the wall. Oh yes, mostly from listening at the wall. Thank you. I spend a lot of time in coffee shops. And when you walk into a coffee shop, you of course see people drinking coffee. And sometimes you see people tapping away at laptops or staring entranced at cell phones or reading books or having conversations. And that's mostly what happens in coffee shops, but not entirely. As they stood in line, then let his hand slip down her spine and gently brush her ear, a quick detour that was supposed to seem accidental, I'm sure. A woman leaned forward to speak to her man, and the tip of her breast brushed the back of his hand. She moved it against him in a tiny loop as they chose between the coffee or just the soup. James Brown playing on the speakers, a woman waiting for her cup to brew. She wiggled her hips to the music, I feel good, like I knew I would. In the kitchen, his boss's angry words were like spines. Then she banged her shoulder into his side a few times. She walked away, stopped, looked back, face a little pink, probably trying to stay mad. They sat on the couch in the little nook as they talked, he took every chance he could to casually touch her, and when he had, she'd look at him fondly, but not touch him back. Very, very, very cute young woman in line to order coffee, fussed with her pants in a way that drew attention to her butt, which was oh so cute. I wonder if that was her aim. Two baristas passed the time at a Starbucks cafe with more and more intense competing tales of coffee and chocolate, but sad to say, they skipped the ones were a bit risque.
Thank you.
Several years ago, I was at Summer Acoustic Music Week, taking Bob Franke's songwriting class. And I got like I got a chorus out of the class. And then I tried to finish the song and couldn't. And then at one point I sat down and said, I'm gonna write some lyrics. And suddenly a whole bunch of stuff spewed out. And so I was thinking, oh great, I can finish the song now. But then upon closer examination, I realized they were lyrics for a different song. And I never did finish the original song. But the new song is this one. Oops. Hold on a moment. So you're dancing with your sweetheart with its dopey little smile, and then she dances with some fancy guy, and she does not come back, and you never saw it coming. You try to laugh, since guys do not cry. Now you've got the mark of rejection on you, and no one will even meet your eye. And in time you give up and slink out and go home, shower till the hot water tank's dry. Turns out she'd been cheating for weeks, and now everyone looks like a creep and a lout. And you want to get even, and you tell some huge lies to the very next girl you ask out. But it does not make you feel any better, and she finds out and burns you with a furious glare. And you think you'll join a cult, but instead you just get drunk, which doesn't help, but for a while you don't care. Next day your boss makes you work late again, which distracts you a little, so you don't throw a fit. And the day after that you help a friend paint his den. And he buys you dinner later at a place you've heard about. And his sister comes too, and she's friendly and cute. She has a boyfriend when you ask her out. But next week she fixes you up with her friend, and you go and it's okay, but no more. But afterward somehow a polite goodnight kiss becomes a long makeout by the door. A pity make-out, no doubt, but still really nice, and you promise to call and say goodnight. And you don't really know if you want to call her, but you promised, and you want to be polite. You go out with her again, and halfway through the date you start to think she'd spend the night, which fills you with a curious mix of relief and fear and disdain and delight. Are you a stud, or will she sleep with any guy? And if you use a condom, does it matter? At the end of the night, you lean over to kiss her, and she leads you inside. And you let her.
Oh, that wonderful Alex. I love the journeys you take us on. That is wonderful. Thank you, Alex.